Welcome back, everybody. It is another, it's a little echoey in here. So another episode of Nerd Revolution Radio with my friend Jack.
Hi.
And myself, Frank, doing your Arrowverse recap. This is number 8, I believe.
It's week 8.
It is week 8. And this week we have 2 for you, and it's the 2 that we like.
Yay.
The most, usually. Most of the time.
Yeah.
1.5. So, we're sitting in the living room. It's a little weird. It's a little echoey. But anyway, so I actually really enjoyed Arrow, like, a lot this week.
Yeah, Arrow's really good this week.
But we're going to start off in order, because I do that backwards or sideways all the time.
Yeah.
And we're going to start off with The Flash. Before we start, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you.
I'm jumping all over the place. Yes, Thanksgiving came and went. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did. Drove down to Maryland, spent some time with the kids and the grandmother for them, grandma, so it's good.
Yeah, I had my brother-in-law made me a huge platter of food. I stayed home with the dog this year because he's a little pain in the ass. Yeah, he made me this huge thing of food. It's
nice.
Like the most. My brother-in-law is such a great cook. So here we are in The Flash, Season 6, Episode 7, The Last Temptation of Barry.
Alan, Part 1.
Part 1?
Part 1.
Oh, I didn't realize this was a... So this is the two-parter that'll lead us into Crisis.
Correct.
Like, we're going... We're all...
It's what it seems like.
All full steam ahead.
Yeah.
Wow. Boy, did I mess that one up.
Yeah, we're almost at Crisis.
All right, so we start...
And it was directed by Chad Lowe.
Chad Lowe.
Wow. Who was on Supergirl quite a bit, a couple seasons ago.
He was. He was like one of the Cult of Rao?
He was the leader of the Cult of Rao on season 2.
How about remembering that?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe deep, I did like that show.
Deep cuts. Well, it was good back then.
Yeah. So this show starts off with Ralph and the Doctor falling directly after, like, picks up right after the last episode.
Right, when he walks in and talks to Ralph, yeah.
And I like when they do that sometimes. So they fall, and there's a really cool little sequence of a fight between the two of them.
Yeah, where they're both stretching out. That was pretty cool how they both
use
their powers to stretch and go back and forth.
I enjoyed Ralph coiling up like a spring to shoot the car back.
Yeah, when Ramsey picked the car up.
Yeah. So, the way my notes are, I just put, Ramsey shot his goo into Ralph.
He did.
That's about...
He did. That's graphic.
It is, but...
But they had the cool little scene right before that where Ralph actually got to use his powers, like you said, the spring.
Yeah.
He got to do the shape that the stuff went around him, and then he used his fist and went through the manhole cover.
Yes. Oh, that was so cool.
And underground and came back up the other side. That was very... It was nice to see it get comic booky.
Right, yeah.
For a minute, and
that was pretty cool.
And then he definitely shot his goo, and then he stole Ralph's powers once that happened.
And just zipped away.
Because then he wasn't stretching with the way that he had previously been. Now he was stretching with Ralph's powers, it looked like.
Oh, see, I didn't realize that.
That's what it seemed like to me. Maybe it wasn't.
Well, I mean.
And then Frost shows up as late as always.
Yeah. So a pause for a second on that. I was reading an article earlier that literally summed up exactly what you were saying before. And the title of the article, I'm not reading the whole article. I pulled it up for reference. The Flash is failing one of its main characters this season.
I saw that article.
Yeah. So you pretty much hit that dead on the nose a couple shows ago.
I didn't read the article, so I don't know what it's about.
It's about Caitlin.
It's about
Caitlin. And how they're completely ruining, like, what was a main staple of the show.
Right.
So
yeah, I'll
anyway,
have to read that later.
We're back at Star Labs, and Frost can't be the Doctor anymore.
Right, even though she was, like, last week.
Right, so she turns into Caitlin so Caitlin can help Ralph.
Yeah.
Ralph's, like, having a seizure and, like, you know, going kind of crazy. And he can't heal. Because, as you've said it before, in this Arrowverse, metahumans have, like, accelerated healing.
Right.
Pretty sure all of them do.
Yeah, they just put that in. That was an easier...
Right.
These guys aren't hurt all the time.
So Barry's there, and they want to give him a blood transfusion, but because he's rubber, they can't. So Barry phases the needle into
Ralph to give Ralph his blood.
Right, because the Speed Force can heal him.
Right.
So he's going to give him his blood. Barry is going to give Ralph Barry's blood. And
because they blew their stretching budget already.
Yes, in that
for the episode, so then they had to take Ralph off the board for the rest of the episode, so he went with Argus.
Yes, so Iris shows up, and Argus is going to take Ralph to a secure facility to heal
right
after Barry transfers the blood.
Argus is very handy.
They are.
In the Arrowverse anymore.
Yes. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. And then we find out there's 2 days till the crisis.
Right. That was a little jarring to realize. Well, I mean, we're 2 weeks from it, so.
Right. It's a two-part episode, so a day apart.
Yeah.
And then it's the crisis.
So then I put that Emo Barry is back at home.
Yeah.
So Barry goes home to his apartment and kind of has that, you know, woe is me. Oh my God, I'm going to die.
Yeah, he sits down to take a nap. Yeah.
Yeah. So he takes a nap, and when he wakes up, Ramsey's standing there.
Yeah, knows who he is.
So
I had a feeling it was a hallucination, right? Like right away.
I did, but I love the guy that plays him so much as an actor. Like he was so good in every scene of this show. The scenes between him and Barry were really, really good. And the guy that plays Ramsey delivers his lines great.
Yeah, they've been doing a really, really nice job.
Yeah,
with him this season, and he kind of finally came to his own a little bit more this episode than he has.
Yeah, it's like they gave him
Sendil Ramamurthy.
Yes, I just always call him Mohinder.
Yeah, me too. That's why I actually looked up his name first.
So he knows who Barry is. He knows crisis is coming. Like he literally, it's just like pretty much every one of them.
Yeah, and so I guess it wasn't really a hallucination. Like I said, like, and Barry was dreaming. It's really, he's in Barry's head.
Yeah. Then Barry wakes up.
Right.
And then we kind of go back over to the newspaper, the Gazette.
Yeah.
And Allegra in an awesome, I really like this scene. Allegra's got a picture of Barry and she's coloring
the Flash
mask onto him, yeah. Which was really kind of
She's cool. going to bust Iris.
Yeah, and she bumps the computer, and the computer wakes up.
Because Iris doesn't have a password on her computer.
Password, not password protected.
She's not a reporter that has important information.
No. Yeah. Their IT department is lacking. I can't even talk today.
Their IT department should be Cisco.
Yes.
So
the password should be...
Yeah.
Yeah. So she sees the crisis headline, but the article's not written yet.
Right.
As far as she sees. Iris comes in with Camille. They're looking at the photos that Ralph took in the episode before, the black and white photos.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have the girl team up.
Right. Girls gang up.
So Allegra and Iris go on a stakeout, basically to stalk this guy in the photograph.
Right.
Okay.
Then we cut back over.
We cut back to Star Labs, and now Killer Frost is checking out Barry. And she's now back to being able to be a doctor.
Right. Well, why not?
Because 10 minutes ago, she...
I just think they keep forgetting when they're filming these scenes what color her hair is supposed to be. I think they just keep forgetting.
Well, it was like Killer Frost had almost a panic attack and couldn't do anything. And then Caitlin came out to do everything medically.
Right.
And then now we're back to Killer Frost is okay.
And like Killer Frost was a badass. When she first appeared.
Yeah, now she's...
And Caitlin was, you know, a little bit of a wallflower, but still a badass. And now they're both just horrible.
I don't get that. So...
So they came up with a sleep monitor for Barry, though.
Right. And this is where you're kind of trying to figure out, like, is he dreaming? Is he not dreaming? Is he... Because of the whole Ramsey thing, they did a real good job of you couldn't tell what was what.
Right.
And
they did do a nice job with that.
Yeah. So then Iris and Allegra, they flap back over to her, and they're talking to the guy with the briefcase.
Yeah, I have the girls gang up on the suit guy.
Yes, yes.
From Maelstrom Couriers.
Yes, he's a courier.
Well, Maelstrom's the name of the courier company.
Right. Yeah, I didn't write that down. Then we go.
That'll come important somewhere, I think. I don't know.
Probably. So then we go back to Barry's apartment. And Barry does a quick flash search through the apartment to see if Ramsey's there. And his mom shows up.
Yeah, well, I was like, is he going to hallucinate again? No, he is.
Nope, it's the Speed Force.
Right, so it's a flashback to Runaway Dinosaur.
Right.
The episode Kevin Smith directed.
Yes, great episode.
Yeah, way back when they had to put the Speed Force personified.
Right. So his mom is the physical embodiment of the Speed Force,
right.
At least in his head or whatever.
Then we kind of figure out that Ramsey's stuff got in his system.
Right.
That's
so Ramsey's goo got in Barry.
Yeah. He's gooing everybody.
Yeah, he really is. So now Barry's got to resist Ramsay.
Right, and his speed healing is holding off the infection for now, but not for long, according to
right
to Mama West.
So then we flip back to Iris and Allegra.
Mama Allen, sorry, not Mama.
Mama
West.
Allen.
Nora.
Yeah, wrong Mama.
Yeah.
We go back to Iris, and Allegra comes clean about all she knows.
Right, and again, there's no password on the computer still.
No.
And then comes clean with her and tells her that Iris inspired her to want to be a news reporter and clean up her act.
Right.
When Iris wrote this article about the streak in the newspaper.
Yes.
That was sweet.
It was.
I didn't hate Allegra as much as usual after that.
Then we go back to Barry's apartment, and there's a big family dinner. Everybody's there.
Big Thanksgiving-ish.
Yes, very Thanksgiving-ish. Joe's there.
Cisco, Ralph, Iris.
Everybody's
Caitlin.
There. Yep.
Joe. No Camille and no... oh, God, what's her name?
Cecile. Yes.
No Cecile.
No, I didn't see... No.
Which was surprising. She wasn't in this episode at all, which is weird, because they really... been hung up on her every episode this season.
Well, you know, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
So I put the black goo is gross. So as they're eating all the, like...
Yeah, they're eating the black goo food.
Yeah, it's really... That was really kind of a gross-looking scene. It just skeeved me out a little bit.
But they all went in. They all went all in with it. It was great.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was neat, but gross.
Yeah, it was definitely gross. But, yeah.
Then we zip over into the time vault, and...
Yep, and he's back with Gideon. The article's on the screen.
Yep. Didn't Gideon get destroyed?
Well, it was weird because they named that one Gideon, and then Legends of Tomorrow named their ship Gideon, and they're two different Gideons.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway.
Ramsay shows up, and he's antagonizing the hell out of him, which I thought was awesome. Again, I love this guy. I really hope this isn't just a one-and-done guy, which he probably is going to
be. Oh, I hope he's done next week.
Well, that's what it looks like.
So then we end up in the cemetery.
In the graveyard.
Yep. Where it's everybody that's died because of Barry being Flash.
Right.
And then we end up at Star Labs.
Wait, then the door opens and they're in the baby's room.
Star Labs.
And little baby Nora in the crib.
That is a big baby, by the way.
Yeah, it's a big baby Nora.
It's a huge baby.
Yeah. Yeah. So then it goes dark. And then Ramsay shows Barry a new newspaper that said the Flash lives.
Right. And shows him what could be if they joined forces.
Right. So if Barry accepts his blood into him.
Then Barry can start gooing everybody.
Right. And they prove that.
And they'll be goo buddies.
They would be goo buddies. Ooh. That just sounds weird. So then we zip over into an alley, and there's a car crash, and there's a lady laying there.
Yeah.
And the Flash runs over, and Barry's watching. The Flash runs over, pulls off his glove, and goos the lady.
Right. I really wish they'd given that stuff a name.
They really should have, because this is actually a PG-13 episode, and we're X-rating it. But he brings her back to life with the Ramsay goo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's told him that huge baby again.
Yes. He's back home with Iris and his huge monster baby.
And then Barry kind of freaks out, and he ends up running back home to his childhood room at Joe's.
And he's curled up in bed crying.
Right. And then Mama Allen.
Emo Barry has come full circle.
Yeah. And then Nora shows up. The Speed Force, Nora.
Yes. So, what did I put here? Joe, crime scene, newspaper girls, dead guy.
Yep.
They interviewed dead team citizen, exclamation point.
Yeah, so then we find out that the suit guy that the girls ganged up on, who gave them some information, his car was blown up.
Right.
And Joe says, you know where a safe place for my daughter and her friends is? Let's invite them to a crime scene with a car that's still smoldering.
Yes.
And then they find Camilla tells Allegra that she already knows that Barry's the Flash because...
Yeah, she knew last summer.
Yeah, because why not?
Everybody knows.
And Allegra finds a UV button.
Right.
Found a button that was emitting UV rays, which means that it was probably set off by her sister. Cousin. Right. Her cousin.
Cousin.
And
cousin.
Then Team Citizen Girl Power. Rah.
Woohoo. Then we go back to Barry's on the floor. And the Speed Force is trying to help him. Barry doesn't want to die. You get a Speed Force pep talk, which is always good.
Sort of.
Kind of.
She kind of loses it at the end, though.
Yeah. She had him. She had him, and then when she told him that, yeah, well, but you're going to die no matter what.
Well, so. But she said Ramsay doesn't lie.
Yeah.
She's like, he hasn't lied to you at all.
He just showed you one path.
He manipulates the truth.
This is the path that we want you to take. So,
so I was wondering, is the Speed Force at that point being used by Ramsay?
Well, I was wondering the same thing, actually, because it seemed like at one point, like, she had him, and then, like you said, at the end, it just kind of all unraveled, like, completely, yeah.
Yeah, and then we go back to Frost.
Barry's pissed off, and his fever starts rising.
Right.
So Sisko shows up to help. And then with Frost again.
Who
is a good doctor again?
Yeah,
she's a really good doctor.
Well, is she though? Because
so
they get back right, and she does 10 cc's of naproxen sodium.
Right.
Do you know what naproxen sodium is?
I know what naproxen is. I can't think of it.
It's Aleve.
Oh.
So yeah. We got 10 cc's of Aleve. That's what. So I don't know how great of a doctor she really is. Could have just popped
Aleve
a pill
and in salt.
Naproxen sodium is what Aleve is.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So that's how she fixed him, and then she has a panic attack.
Yes. So what I'm guessing is for her storyline is that all of this, she can't handle it emotionally. That she's unequipped emotionally to handle all this, and is suffering from panic attacks now.
Which doesn't make sense, because I would figure, you know, being a
killer.
And working for Amunet, though I don't remember how much of that still plays in, because like the real bad girl killer Frost was more the one from Earth 2 that they got rid of.
Right.
But this one, Caitlin disappeared for a while as Killer Frost.
Correct. And she was still a badass.
Yeah.
This is the one that
was like taking on Amunet and was working
for Amunet.
This is
the one that was doing the ice things, like Iceman all over the sky, fighting her father.
Yeah.
Same badass?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not anymore.
No.
Okay.
So now you got Ramsay and the Speed Force fighting over Barry.
Right.
And his like arms are outstretched and the lightning's going up one arm and the goo's going
up the other arm. He's phasing in and out of the Speed Force.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's where in the... So then Sisko can't figure out what to do with them, but he remembers that he has Velocity X hidden.
Right, in a pinball machine.
Yeah.
That was kind of neat.
And the stuff from Sisko there was actually pretty good. It was nice acting from him. They haven't really given him much to do.
Yeah.
Even his episode that was all Sisko, he didn't really have this much.
No. So in the Speed Force, Barry strikes the Speed Force. Like, goes for the heart.
Phases. That's right. He phased the heart.
He phased the heart.
That's why I have phases in the Speed Force, which is how Wells killed Sisko.
Right.
Not Wells. Thawne.
Right. So there's the tug of war, and then Barry wakes up.
Yeah.
So that
was
really
a cool
see
effect.
What happens.
So you have the lightning cut, the Speed Force coming up the one side, the goo coming up the other, and then they meet.
That was neat.
And then we don't know what happens.
Right. So Barry wakes up, and then we go back to Iris, who starts the article.
Because why wouldn't you write the article about your husband dying 2 days early?
You know. And it's not really that long of an article. Like, it was really, really short. Like,
It just said, hey, he was great.
Yeah. It was almost like a blog post instead of, like, an actual article.
Well, it is a blog newspaper. It's not
true. Then we flash over to Nash in the sewer.
With his sonic jackhammer.
And he gets the wall knocked away.
Yeah.
And there's just all them weird symbols.
Which look like Heroes logos.
I was going to say the one symbol definitely looked like a Flash, like the Flash face.
Like they look like the ones at the beginning of Legends of Tomorrow.
That's interesting.
Like they're not those same symbols. And I was looking at them being like, all right, is that a Superman logo and an Adam logo? Like I couldn't place any of the logos, but that's definitely what they look like.
Then we go back to Star Lab.
Yeah. And I even wrote Frost used to be such a badass.
Yeah, I have Frost and Sisko are talking. Barry leaves?
Well, so that's where they're sitting there and Iris comes in and Barry's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he kind of is like completely blowing her off.
Blows her off. And she realizes it's not Barry because he's, you know, not that weird brotherly husband.
Right.
Affectionate that he usually is.
Yeah. And then...
They realize that he flips out and flashes all of them and has black lightning now.
Right.
Which is pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
And Frost gets her butt kicked again because that's the thing now.
Yes.
And then he goes to see Ramsay, and Ramsay finally uses the name Bloodwork.
Yes.
His character from the comic books.
And so then we get the previews for next week where he's got like black eyes and a black like but intermixed with his costume, which actually looks pretty cool.
It does. So, and yeah, and I mean, they got to wrap it up next week.
Yeah. And you know that he's going to survive because he's in crisis as himself, so it's...
And there's another 10 episodes this season.
Yeah. I mean, unless they, what, are they going to do, put this on hold and then kind of like...
I don't know. I mean, it could just be Team Flash Girl Power.
It could be.
You never know. It could be Team Citizen, which is the name of the newspaper, by the way.
Team Citizen?
Well, Citizen.
Citizen, yeah. It's the Central City Citizen?
Yeah, not Gazette.
Not Gazette. That's right, Citizen.
Yeah.
But
yeah, who knows? Maybe it'll just be...
The one scene from the preview next week has Barry kneeling down in front of him.
Yeah.
So...
I think they're going to wrap the whole blood work thing up next week.
Either he's playing him, or... Which I don't really see happening. Because I mean, I really...
No.
I really think that there's going to be a quest to save Barry's soul, so to speak.
Yeah, it's gonna. I don't know how they're gonna play into it if they're gonna go get Jay Garrick or get Barry Allen from Earth 90
or Kid Flash, maybe.
Maybe
a Wally West.
I don't
West
think
pop
he's
up.
Coming back this season.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, they say there's still some surprises for Crisis.
But I don't know if they'll pull him in advance. It's they're not pulling people like Arrow's been doing, where they're just pulling everybody.
No. Before we get to Arrow, one of the little things I was reading on Crisis, I looked up, or not looked up, but I saw, it was a quick little article about what Supermen are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the rumor, and this is a very sad rumor, but the rumor is they only got Tom Welling for one scene. And I'm like we said, I said it before, and I think you did too. I'm pretty sure that the two pictures that they put out of Tom Welling are his scene. Like, he's not going to be in a Superman suit. They're not going to give you that.
No, I don't think so.
It's going to be Clark in flannels, and then he's going to run off to do something, and you're not going to hear from him, or they'll just name drop him later on in the show.
Yeah, but I think the Lois has a big role, though.
Both Lois.
Right? Durant has a big role.
Yes. I think it's very Lois heavy. So now we go to Arrow, and let me tell you what. This was one of my favorite episodes of Arrow, and it wasn't at first.
No, it took a while to get into it.
It did, because I didn't realize what they were doing. Once I figured out the hook of the show, then it all made sense. So the name of this episode is Season 8, Episode 6, Reset.
Right. Directed by David Ramsey.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm starting to pay attention to that, because they're really keeping everything in the family.
Right.
Anymore.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I haven't. I wanted to originally include that, and I forgot to, so I just never
thought. Well, because Katie Cassidy, I think, directed two episodes this season.
She has.
So that's why I started looking at what was going on with Arrow. And
she's doing a lot of live tweeting during the episodes, too. So if you don't watch it and you follow her on Twitter, I would stay away from Twitter.
Right.
Because she's very excited about this season, and I would assume especially more because she's directing episodes.
Right.
So Barry wakes up on the couch, and his kids come home with Connor, talking about Big Belly Burgers. And he's late for a fundraiser at 6:47 in the morning. That was the one problem I had with this.
I think it was 6:47 at night.
Nope.
You're
absolutely
sure?
100% said AM on the clock.
Yeah.
That's the one issue I had, that Barry wakes up multiple times. So in a sense, this is like a Groundhog's Day episode.
Yeah.
And every time he wakes up and they show that clock, it absolutely says AM.
Was that the time that Bill Murray woke up in Groundhog Day?
I don't know. And if it was, then that would actually erase this whole problem that I had.
I'm wondering now.
So, Oliver wakes up on the couch. He's dressed in a suit. The kids come home talking about Big Belly Burger. And William says he's late for a fundraiser. And he goes to a fundraiser. And it's John and Diggle talking at this big party. And it's 2 days later from when they were shot with the darts and knocked unconscious.
Right. Yeah, and it was 6 a.m., by the way.
Yeah. See? Oh, what? Bill Murray's?
Yeah, Bill Murray's was 6 a.m. So, nope. Sorry.
So
your argument's valid.
Then he goes to talk to the mayor, and it's Quentin Lance.
Yeah, which was awesome.
Which was way awesome to see. Their scenes were awesome.
I think this episode was probably the best work Paul Blackthorne has done on the series.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was better than any of the time when he was on the show to begin with. And I don't know if maybe his time away did it, but like I really enjoyed Quentin this episode.
So did I. I really did a lot. So they're talking about a speech that he's going to give and the changes he wants to make, and they're going to make some jokes. Like when Oliver first walks in, one of the cops makes a joke to him about a vigilante in costume, and Renee comes into the room and tells him there's a hostage situation at SCPD, and Quentin looks at him and says, "You better go change. We're going to need the green guy."
Right.
Which is pretty cool. All right. So there's a hostage situation at the SCPD.
Quentin says, "You better get the green guy."
Right. And I like that. That was kind of neat. And then they storm the building. Well, Quentin goes in with a vest on.
Right.
Unarmed. The guy points a gun at him. Oliver comes in a different way and
takes everybody out.
Takes everybody out with arrows. Safely, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt anybody.
No, no. And then basically Quentin gets shot. Quentin doesn't get shot.
No, everything seems okay, and the guy then blows up.
The guy pulls out a detonator
and blows up the
building. Blows everybody up.
Right.
And then Oliver wakes up.
Right.
It's on the couch.
6:47 in the morning. Yes. And then Oliver has a 12-hour drive to the fundraiser again.
That's what I put here. This is what I noticed. It was 6 a.m. fundraiser. Like, that I didn't get. So he's back at the fundraiser again. Goes through the same process again. This time he walks right up to Lance. The first time he goes through, he walks into a girl, waitress.
This time he catches the drink first.
Catches the drink, sets the drink down, walks up to Lance and tells Lance that he's in a time loop. And they have a really, really great scene together where Lance just completely believes him.
Yeah, he's like, okay.
Yeah, and Oliver...
As a guy that has a daughter who's come back from the dead twice... And another one that's died and come back from another Earth.
Right.
This is just another day.
Yeah. So Oliver then figures out that the bomb's underneath the building. So he goes underneath the building to look for the bomb and runs into Laurel.
Right.
Who is also stuck in the same time loop. And then they don't defuse the bomb and the bomb blows up.
Well, no. They disarmed it.
Did they disarm it?
Yeah, they stopped that bomb, but then they go outside and Quentin gets shot.
Quentin gets shot against the car. And then the two of them had, like...
They realize that saving Quentin is the key to this piece.
Right.
Is what they think. And did you notice that Palmer Tech's around in this world, too?
Yes, because that's the building they're in, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's where the fundraiser was. I kept expecting that to have another... I mean, that was the first tip-off that you knew that...
Right, something wasn't right.
Yeah.
I mean, that and the time loop resetting thing was kind of a tip-off for me. But, so the loop reset, and now they're back at the party, only Laurel's at the party this time. And Laurel runs into Lila, and they have a little snark back and forth.
Yeah, Laurel calls Lila out on her hair.
Yeah, and she says, "Sure, hair looks better on me."
Which it does.
It does.
Not gonna lie.
No. So then Oliver and Diggle are at the bomb. And is this where she? No, they don't have what you call it.
Well, they disarm the bomb. They figure out there's somewhere else that they have to go.
Right. So now they all meet up at the bunker.
Right.
With Quentin.
Well, so they didn't find the other place. But
no. So the bunker. So at the bunker, Laurel takes Quentin to the bunker to keep him safe.
Yeah.
And that's where they have their little heart to heart.
Which is when I really realized that I missed having him on the show.
Right. Because then she tells him that he's dead, basically. Right. So Oliver, Laurel, and Quentin find the Mercs' hideout. The guys that set the bomb up. They do some, you know, arrow detective work.
Well, so they find there's, the bomb at the Mercs. No, I think he went and talked to Felicity.
Did he?
It's what it seemed like. Because Laurel says to him, "Oh, that sounds like something Felicity would have thought of." And yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was the way he worded it.
Right.
Yeah. So...
Because in this world, why wouldn't she be around? Why wouldn't you go talk to her?
True. So they find a laptop. Laptop's wired to a new bomb. And Lila shows up.
Yeah.
Right.
So Lila shows up and then...
Basically, Lila tells them that they're missing the point.
Well, she kills Quentin.
Yeah.
Lila killed Quentin then.
Yeah.
And says, "Hey, you're missing the point," and then...
"You can't fight this."
And we go back through and Oliver wakes up.
Right. So the loop resets, and they're back at the party with Laurel. Then they go to the warehouse. So they're kind of fast-forwarding through the parts you've already done.
Right, and use an electric arrow to fry the bomb this time.
That was actually really badass.
Yeah.
So they trace the money that hired the Mercs to Global Solutions.
And Anderson White.
Yes, Anderson White. So back at the docks, Lance gets shot, has a heart-to-heart with Laurel. Yeah.
My question at that point was, why would he not have a vest?
Yeah. No, he had a vest. He got shot under the vest.
This point he didn't have a vest. That was later he got shot under the vest. This one he just got shot because he was just in his suit.
Right.
And so he told Laurel that he thought that she'd become a hero.
Yeah, and Laurel says goodbye to him.
And poof, she's out of the loop.
Laurel disappears.
Yeah. Good for her.
So Laurel figured out what she had to do. So the loop resets again, and Oliver runs to the bunker. Laurel's not there. Nobody's there. Lila shows up and basically tells him that he needs to learn a lesson before he can leave this time loop. So that there's some kind of a lesson here for Oliver, and he needs to figure that out. So now Oliver's back at the docks with Quentin. This is where he doesn't have the vest on, right?
This is where we get all the trick arrows.
Yes. That arrow that he shot with the little things that shot off of it, like between all the guys, for once that he shoots arrows at people and it doesn't kill them, unless the electrical shock was strong enough to kill them.
Maybe. Never know.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, there was a bunch of awesome action scenes with them trying to get Lance out of the building there.
Yeah. There was a lot of ducking and covering and moving. I put more dead bad guys. Oliver blows up more bad guys. and then they have a heart-to-heart themselves.
Right. I was assuming at this point, I bet he needs to accept doesn't have to be a hero.
It was
my guess at that point that where we were going with this. He doesn't have to always be the hero and save the day.
Right. So Lance, at this point, gives up and just says...
And sacrifices himself.
Yeah, if this is a time loop, which Quentin's not living the time loop the way Oliver is. Quentin's just living that moment. Oliver's living this moment over and over and over again. Quentin's just like, why fight it? There's no point in fighting it. It's going to happen, and he accepts it.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I thought, oh, that's what it has to be. Oliver has to just accept this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has to accept what his role in things to come are instead of him trying to fight. He has to accept that the Monitor's the good guy, not the bad guy. Everything Oliver was working towards was working against the Monitor
mm-hmm.
instead of, hey, I'm trying to help you fuckers, work with me.
Right.
The loop resets. Oliver has a quick little heart-to-heart with his kids.
Tells him how proud he is of them.
He goes and talks to Lance again, only he's asking him questions.
Well, he asks him what changed his mind about Oliver. Like, Oliver asked Quentin, what changed your mind about me, and why did you start trusting me?
Right.
Like, what changed with us?
And that was an awesome, awesome scene.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, this is, what, 7 episodes in, and every single episode has been a good episode, mm-hmm. and they've never done that. No. At least not since season 1 or 2.
This is 6 for Arrow, I think.
Yeah. But back then, yeah.
But yeah, no, they've never let them act this much. It's not this show is the least CWE show this season, which is great. They're just letting them let's finish our story, let the show grow up. They make peace.
Oliver goes through a door and he's back in his empty apartment now. And Lila shows up and pretty much tells him that he can't change his fate, and she partially explains to him. Oliver questions, why does he have me running around getting all this nonsense? And Lila's basically like, hey, we need this stuff. There's a point to this, but it's not what you think. She basically tells him that he's the only chance and that they basically have like a final mission to go on.
Yes. And then we get...
They wake up on cots. Laurel and Oliver wake up on cots. They're in an army tent.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes out the door, wondering where they are, everybody's there.
Yeah,
Diggle. Kids are there. Diggle's there. They're on Lee and you.
Yeah. So I don't understand how Diggle didn't have anything that he needed to learn.
Yeah.
That's surprising to me because he was in all of the alternate reality, but he didn't know he was in a time loop.
But he always seems to accept everything that's happening. Like, he doesn't really try to fight it.
No, he was fighting because Oliver told him to.
Right.
Not because that was what he thought was right. But, I mean, it also, and we might see a quick flash next episode of like him and Lila having a talk.
Well, yeah, that has to be resolved at some point.
Well, and how they resolved it that he made it through fine.
Right.
Without having to get stuck in the loop.
I thought it was an awesome episode. And the fact that they're back on Lee and you is kind of like a full circle thing.
Yeah, I wasn't disappointed at the end. Usually I get disappointed when they have these these like episodes that feel like a waste of time, but I feel like they actually accomplished a lot of character development in this episode. And it wasn't just like a filler episode like the first six episodes of two of the other shows that will not be named have felt.
Back in force next week.
Yeah, can't wait.
But that leaves us only 1 week to Crisis after that.
So they all have a lot to wrap up?
Well, the other two shows do.
Yeah, I don't think Batwoman's going to wrap anything.
No. They're just going to kind of pluck her out of her thing.
Supergirl has a lot to wrap up.
I think Batwoman, they're going to pluck her out of her element, drop her in Crisis, let her run around Crisis, and then she'll basically go right back to the same spot in her show.
Yeah, I think her show is going to have the least impact from Crisis.
Right. Supergirl, still...
got to move planets.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of moving pieces, and you're it looked like they're kind of pairing the cast a little bit by getting rid of Jimmy Olsen. Because, well, he wants to go
but
somewhere
we know
else.
Wynn's coming back this season.
Wynn's coming back. Will that have anything to do with Brainy being, when Brainy was damaged? Could that be why Wynn's coming back from the future?
No, isn't Brainy fixed now, though? Well, we don't know. We'll see.
We don't know. Wynn's in the future.
Yeah.
So maybe something changes in the future when Brainy got injured and
or
with
the, when the worlds change.
It's definitely interesting.
It's entirely possible that when Crisis is done, the next episode is like reset of everything, and
right.
Wynn's there and Brainy's not.
It's true.
Which would be really upsetting.
Yeah, that's a hard loss.
Yeah.
But wouldn't they have said something about this character?
Maybe that's how Nia becomes Dreamer in the future, because Nia Nal is actually the one in the future in the Legion of Superheroes.
And Wynn comes back.
So maybe she and Brainy go back to the future and Nia lives there.
Well, that sucks. I don't want to lose Brainy for Wynn. Wynn was fun, but Brainy's awesome.
I'm okay getting rid of Nia, though. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
We'll see. And there's one iteration of the Legion of Superheroes where Brainy and Dream Girl are a couple and married, because Dream Girl dies early on in
the
run.
Right.
And then ends up living in Brainy's brain.
Oh.
Through, like, they have a mental relationship. It's a really weird run of
That's
Legion.
Weird.
I think that was Geoff Johns' run, actually.
So, at the end of the Crisis, so there'll be three episodes, and then Crisis goes on a hiatus for a month.
And then it comes back with two more episodes.
But they're going to leave you, from what I read, with a monster cliffhanger.
Hopefully they haven't already spoiled it, which I'm sure they...
I've avoided reading anything
no,
else.
No, I just mean, like, by knowing that all the spinoffs coming and all this, that, and the other thing.
Oh.
Like, hopefully it's not a spinoff of, like, oh, does Superman die?
Yeah, that would... Well, yeah. Or you mean, like, maybe somebody
like,
left...
we already know Brandon Routh's leaving the show.
But there's also...
And we already know the other Superman gets his own show.
And, well, the other guy's there for Adam. That's supposed... Ryan Choi?
Right. They're bringing in somebody to play Ryan Choi now.
Right. So, but, yeah, that would... That would effectively end the Christopher Reeve Superman if he dies, which
I mean, they're going to have to do get rid of him somehow. And
right.
I guess he's going to do double duty as the Atom and as...
In that show? Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, there's pictures of him as the Atom.
Okay.
There's pictures of him as Superman.
I've been dodging pictures.
I'm dodging now. It's like with the Star Wars stuff. Danny and JJ texted earlier about a new TV spot that came on, and I was like, and they're talking about the music, and I'm like, I don't care to know anything about what's going on. And they're like, well, you know how fake trailers can be. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care. I'm not watching any new TV spots. I'm not reading anything that has Star Wars in the article that doesn't have Mandalorian or Baby Yoda. I don't want to know.
Right.
And apparently there was an article that on Screen Rant where Rian Johnson revealed a huge Baby Yoda plot point that I refuse to click on and read.
Oh, I
yeah,
I
no.
That,
so
yeah.
Avoid if you see Rian Johnson's name.
I don't click any of that stuff.
Avoid. So that was it. The Arrowverse this week was only two episodes, and it still took us just as long to do two episodes as a normal four. I think with the next week, I'm going to gloss over boring parts.
Yeah, we'll tighten it up.
We'll definitely be able to tighten up Batwoman and Supergirl. I said it right. Yes.
Good job.
But that was all we had. We are going to get together. This is Friday, Black Friday. But that's it. That's it for this week's. And thank you guys for listening. Make sure you listen to Jack and all of his endeavors. And he is, and I'm pointing at him,
on at Kid Talks on Twitter, Instagram. And you can find my podcast with my boys, Kid Talks, on a handful of streaming sites so far. So keep an eye out for it.
You can find us basically just Google Nerd Revolution Radio. We're into Google, so it'll pop up. You can find us on Instagram, on Facebook. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, wherever you get podcasts. Leave us some reviews. If you leave us a 5-star review, I will read your review in full. So thank you guys for listening. Have a happy holiday. See you later. It's the Nerd Revolution.